Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At 11, and again, I said this yesterday, and some of my buddies like, there's no way that's true. It's true. I have never heard the entire Unkillable speech. I've never heard it. I've heard snippets. I don't even know how I said what I said. I don't know how I didn't curse. I didn't have anything written down. I didn't plan anything. I have no idea how that moment morphed into whatever the hell it morphed into. But I'm going to play it at 11. It's my final little fist pump to you guys, because it's more than about the Jets. And I'll tell you what I mean by that later. A-Rod at noon, Rick Pitino at 12:40, 888-808-1019, your calls throughout. Let me give you a heads up on this as well. The BT and Sal live show on January 22nd at Red Bank. Listen, it's almost sold out, and the response has been phenomenal, which is humbling and also inspiring, because that means maybe, you know, more stuff down the road, whatever. But if you want to jump in, all right, there's just, I, out of respect to the station, they asked me not to be too specific for advertising. I get that. But you can go to myconcerts.net. There's a splash page right to it, Ticketmaster, and there's not a lot left. It's a gorgeous venue, I'll promise you that. Recco knows about it. I think Jerry's going to actually pop in too. So we got that, and let's get back to these calls. 888-808-1019. Let me get Eric in Rivervale. Eric is on the fan. What's up, Eric?
BT, what's happening, brother?
Yo, man, what's going on?
You said it right in the open, man. Bittersweet day, but I have to say this. I saw your post on X yesterday, and what a great one it was. And, you know, your goal of earning, you know, our trust and respect. Well, I can certainly say that you got mine. You guys brought the house down every day. You brought the energy every day, true, authentic. And another caller mentioned it. I completely agree with him, which that, you know, I feel like you guys are kind of one of the boys. I feel like, you know, you guys always took my calls, always had good conversations, and, you know, very similar to that, which I have with my friends. So I consider you guys the same. So, all the best to you, my friend. I hope it all goes well. I know it will. And I will follow you wherever you end up. That's for sure. And we'll see you on the 22nd. Have my VIP tickets with my son. And we are pumped to be there, brother.
That's so, going to be awesome. Time. Thank you, Eric. You've been a fantastic caller, man. What else you got on your mind?
Wanted to talk Jets here, because I heard this yesterday with Evan. And I'm like, the thought that Aaron Glenn could be one and done might be the most, I'm not going to say dumb, but ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's pretty dumb. Go ahead.
It's up there. And to me, like, the next couple of weeks, as far as these games for the Jets and Giants, are actually meaningful, which is hilarious. But they are, because that draft pick's going to matter. And I just don't know, you know, what the Jets are going to do. I mean, obviously, it looks like Vegas is going to be the one. If they are, that's a problem. Hopefully, the Giants can steal that from them. And we go on from there. But to me, the biggest problem, what makes that thought so ridiculous is that who would take the job after AG? Like, unless it's Tomlin, right? And you could, you know, Muji's got something up his sleeve to get Tomlin. Like, there's no thought outside of that that would make any sense. And you've got an owner that nobody trusts as it is. I mean, I'm a Jets fan and I don't trust the guy. What coach is going to take the job if you blow out AG after the last coach you blow out in the middle of the season coming off a win? I mean, it's insane. Like, there's no way that's going to happen. Nobody would want the job unless, again, there's a guy like Tomlin waiting in the wing and Muji's got something. Maybe. I mean, the guy's been actually quite good and surprised me. So who knows? But no, AG's my guy. He's also a former Jet. That's the other piece to this. Like, if he's willing to fire another Jet after 1 year, you know, a legendary Jet after a year, nobody's taking that job.
But I mean, and Eric, I will see you soon, buddy. Thank you for that call, man. Really, really appreciate the love. You've been an awesome caller. He's called a lot. Come on. The whole Jet angle. And this is something Sal and I would always disagree on. Like, you know, I'm sentimental. You know, like if Volpe was from California, I'm sure I'd be crushing the kid. And I mean, I've been pretty blunt as I need to be to do my job. But, you know, local shortstop, I'm pulling for him. You know, Mark Jackson growing up, Bishop Lachlan, come on, point guard, Knicks, Mully. Like that's in my wheelhouse. That always has been, always will be. But Aaron Glenn with his Jets roots, now there's a little bit of appeal when they made the move to bring him in because he understands the culture, which is pretty much non-existent. So he was walking into the situation eyes wide open. But that's not why you hold on to him. You hold on to him because you believe that he's the man for the job. And I do. Again, if you just tune it in, I do think it's dumb to have a long, long conversation on should the Jets be one and done with Glenn unless, you know, you stamp it like I did, unless you have somebody that behind closed doors, you've already kind of, you know, set the wheels in motion. Hey, you're going to be our guy. Full power, full autonomy, 7-year deal, crazy money, whatever it is. Meaning from Woody's perspective, I'm getting out of the way. You do your thing. You draft whoever you want. Bang. So that's not going to happen, though, because Woody will never acquiesce. I don't think Woody would ever cede that power. And, you know, I mean, who the hell wants to go to the Jets? I mean, you know, if you're desperate, maybe. Outside of that. Now, Aaron wasn't desperate because Aaron had other suitors. But, like, Adam Gase? Why'd he come here? Nobody else wanted him. That's why. Adam Gase. Oh, God almighty, that guy's press conference should have told us all we needed to know. I mean, he looked like he had 7 shots in NyQuil, you know, and 2 bong hits. He looked like he was stoned. He was, wow. Now, he wasn't. I don't want to get in trouble last day. He was not. But you just knew right there was going to be rough. Sal's in Brooklyn, BT on the fan. There you go, Sally boy. What's up, Sal?
BT, been a lot of years, my brother, and by no means is this an obituary. It's just the start of a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
New page getting flipped in that chapter, my brother.
That's right.
And like you just said, we'd like to follow New Yorkers. Between you and Sally, you had a compliment from a caller a few days ago when they called you stand-up. That is the, if you know, if you're from the, if you know, stand-up is the ultimate compliment.
Yeah.
Not you telling yourself, yo, I'm a nice guy. If somebody says he's stand-up, you're walking around like you're legit. So no man is an island. Between you, Hoff, Sally Boy, everybody's got to get their compliments. But BT, I've been following. I just love the rawness, the straightness. You're not dilly dallying and tiptoeing around subjects, and you just keep it straight, man. So for the most part, that's why we appreciated you, and that's why a lot of this New York, 8 million people that live here, we listen. We're gonna find you somewhere else. You're gonna turn that page, and you're gonna look back and say, at least this was that first step, even though you think you're at the top of the ladder. We're never where we think we are because God's got bigger plans for everybody. And real quick with the Knicks, this is why I was crying all last year, Thibodeau, and you guys were telling me I'm a nut, get out of here, he's good.
Who was?
This kid told it, and I go back, I go back like with the old Bullets, and nobody wants to use that word, the Bullets or the Capitals. They had Mike Riordan. The kid would come off the bench and shoot lefty, you couldn't stop him. This kid Kolick is our Mike Riordan, man. You can't win with starters unless you got a bench that can let them catch their breath and put them in the game for that final 3 minutes where the game really comes down to. So let's go, Knicks. You and Sally Boy, you're going to find your spot. Believe me, because like I said, God's got bigger plans. It doesn't just stop right now. This is just the start. This is that springboard. So God bless you guys. Good luck. And we'll catch you somewhere down the line.
Man. I appreciate it, Sal. Thank you, brother. Very, very, very,
anytime,
very kind. Enjoy that. Enjoy the Scungilli and the Gallimard on Christmas Eve. Hey, guys, this is a little bit jacked up, so I might need some help with the calls. I don't know what's going on with that. So you want to laugh at something? So last night I jump on social media and Sal wrote something. I don't know if you guys saw this, which I really appreciated, and it was really nice, and. You guys can read it for yourselves, but the first part was funny. The part that was really touching was how he said that basically how from his point of view, you know, kind of developed into a big brother relationship, you know, and that's the thing that, I don't know if I would have been ready to be on WFAN when I was younger. You know, I think when I got here was the right time. Now, I'm going to be totally honest with you. Do I think that, you know, BT and Sal show is the kind of show that should be on WFAN? You bet your ass I do. You bet your ass I believe that. I know that. I know that. But to come as like a little bit more mature as a dad, you know, as a husband, deeper into that relationship, I think the timing was right. You know, it's funny. And Sal's, you know, 5-6 years younger than me. And me in my early 50s and Sal in his mid-40s, there's a little bit of a difference there. You know, his daughter's still 4. You know, he's just getting out there with certain things. So I think that I know I was ready to come here from a sports point of view probably a long time ago. I don't mean that to sound arrogant. I was. But I don't know if I was mature, like from a maturity perspective, ready. And I think the timing was good. I really do. And then the thing that he wrote that was funny. I got to communicate this to you. I vaguely remember this. Like, honestly, I do vaguely remember it. I just don't remember the tone. So back in the day when SNY launched, whatever year that was, I want to say 06 or maybe 05, something like that. Met fans, somebody's going to tweet me, obviously. Whatever it was, they launched a debate show. They had like Daily News Live and Beningo was on there with Raceman, who used to crush everybody in the industry, and Harper, who's still on. I love Harp. I love him on Baseball Night in New York, which is a great show, and on Sports Night, which I love, with JJ and a good crew, Eamon, who I used to work with as well. Anyway, so I started the Wheelhouse with Scott Farrell, and then Scotty moved on, I think, after 2 years, and then I was with Moose, and I had fun with Moose, and then they kind of had a rotating cast, and Sal was young, and again, I vaguely remember this. He comes in, And really, it's my show. I mean, I've been on the show now for 5, 6 years, whatever it was. It wound up being 7 in total, but this was kind of deep into the run. And I guess he comes in for makeup or something, and he wrote this last night. And I guess I said, all right, Licata. This is really funny when I think about it. All right, Licata, we could do this the easy way, or we could do this the hard way. I mean, and I know that I didn't say it like an ass. I know that. Like, I also know I wasn't, like, gleefully laughing hysterically. It was, like, my way of saying, all right, man, let's snap into it. Come on, this is how we do it. And what an interesting full circle moment. You think about that. All right, Licata, we could do this the easy way or the hard way. And then we wind up working together. And really, you know, me working with Sal, and I've worked with a lot of talented people. I haven't had more fun with anybody else in my life on the air. Like, that's the, you talk about being a stand-up guy. Sal brought that up. Somebody said that to us. Stand-up guys. Both, you said it about both of us. Stand-up. Hey, you're a stand-up guy. And if you're from certain areas, you know what that means. So that's a massive compliment that I will happily take, right? But when you say that about somebody else in the business, that is that's the highest compliment that I could pay. I loved working with him, man. That was an awesome show. Tony's in the Bronx. All right, guys, if this thing's not fixed, I'm putting my fist through this thing. I'm not going through the last show with this thing not working. Can somebody please punch up Tony? Thank you. Tony's in the Bronx. What up, Tony?
What's up, BT? How you doing, brother?
Good, man.
Hey, you know, give me a minute here, bro. I had a kid in the process there. I wasn't able to get into you as much as I wanted to. Mm. You know, from the beginning, me and my wife fell in love with you both. You know, I had the pleasure of you both speaking and with Sal. Sal, wherever you are, brother, man, I'm sorry. I tried all last week to get in and say goodbye to you. I hope all goes well, and it will. I had the pleasure of you both speaking to my wife, who was a Dolphins fan during football season, and we had a back and forth there for about 5 minutes, and you both both made her day. You know, ever since then, my wife was like a longtime listener. Got her kid to listen to you both, you know?
Yeah.
Even to sports radio because of BT and Sal. The kid's 21, never got into sports radio. I don't understand it. So, you know, and I got my daughters to listen to you both, and she loved you both. These are two 32, 34-year-old girls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Put them through school, and they love listening to you
wow.
guys. Hey, BT, and I got to tell you, I went to with my wife. You both gave us the honor of taking pictures with me and my wife at the Hard Rock when we opened up the season, the World Series season last year at the Hard Rock against the Blue Jays.
I remember.
You, Sal and Hoff, man. And I blew him up to 11 by 17 because I wanted to get into you guys. And I always thought that we would do it again. And I said, hey, we just got to wait for them to do it, open it up again. And we weren't able to do it because of the baby, right, afterwards.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wish I could have got him autographed because from the beginning I said, you know, you were like Babe Ruth. And it's like, you know, it was like the greatest tag team that ever came on sports radio for me. And I'm 56 now, right? And I told you guys that. And I thought you were going to be on 20-something years. I mean, I thought you were going to break the dog and Professor's record. I really did. Well, BT, I'm telling you, I was like, oh, this is long time forever, man. I'm so glad. This is how I spend my late years, you know?
Yeah.
And I could not believe it. BT, I'm telling you right now, I love you, bro. You're a Yankee fan. And you always thought like I did. That's why I loved you from the beginning. When you were 10 a.m. with Tiki, man, I used to call in and we used to just chop it up. And, you know, I'm going to miss you. Wherever you go, like, I'm going to echo everybody else. I'm going to follow you and I'm going to follow Sal. And I know it's all going to be great because you were the gentleman and he was the funny guy, you know. But you had some one-liners that just had
him. I think I'm pretty funny as well, you know? Tone. Come on, man. Some drippy, you know what I mean?
No, you're not. No, you're not, BT. No matter where you go, I'm telling you, you're still going to hit it off big time. And I hope you make the millions like these two, these other characters go up to series at them because I'm going to buy it and I'm going to listen to you both.
I appreciate that, Tony.
But let me jump. I'm telling you, I love you, BT. It's going to go great, man. Don't worry about it, man. And I had a kid. I retired to make him a professional athlete, BT. I'm telling you, he's going to be basketball, baseball. My wife's like, no way on football. So I'm telling you, I'm going to make him a professional athlete because I had URI and Providence knocking at my door.
Hold on. Now this is where, forget about sports. I got to, what you just said Trust me. I think it's something that we've all said at some point, and thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. I forget it. Who, Sal, do you remember off the top of your head the explosion? Then Sal just goes, and thank you for the call. That was a funny, whatever it was. That just jumped into my head. Tony, don't look at the baby as a future professional athlete. First they gotta love it. And I know that I remember telling my wife, this is true. She's like, whoa, what the hell did I marry? She knows. But no, she quite knew this. I'm like, when I found out we were pregnant, and we with our first, we knew it was a boy, so we can get the nursery ready. I loved painting that thing. Yankee blue. Some classic rock, a little scotch, like, God, that was awesome. If you're getting ready to be a dad, paint the nursery for the first time. You'll never forget that. And then with my daughter, we did not want to know, and we were surprised with the amazing, God, we were praying for a girl, and we got her, thank God. But I remember telling my wife, hey, when he's, meaning my son, even though he was still in her womb at this point, when he is like 3 months old, I'm going to take sunflower seeds, I'm going to spit out the actual seed, and I'm going to fling them at him in the wind so that I could train his hand-eye, like his hand, his, she's like, what? Like, yeah, watch. Now, I didn't do that, but I had a ball in his hand from the time he could crawl, from the day he was born, right? Do all that stuff, all right? Do all that stuff. Introduce every child to every sport. Eventually, if they're good enough, they're going to have to make a change and or make a determination what their best sport is and focus on that. But don't go into fatherhood saying I'm going to raise a professional athlete. You know, I say that from dad to dad. I didn't do that. Now, I'm very serious with sports. I didn't do. So don't do that. Don't do that because you don't even know if they're going to love it. You know. We all want to think they're going to love it the way we do, and you know, sometimes they do, and when, not just sports, whatever it might be, and sometimes they don't, you know? But one day at a time, keep it fun, challenge them, push them, don't be soft on them. You know, get that ball in their hands early. Let them do push-ups early. That's all great. Get the bat in their hands, you know? But understand there's a limit to, you know, how hard you push them. 888, how early? And the expectations. 888-808-1019 is the number. BT on the fan. Hey, at 11 a.m., I'm going to dust off the Unkillable rant. All right? Going to play that for you. I want to hear that out of the speakers, along with you guys. I've never heard that in its entirety. A-Rod at noon. Rick Pitino at 1240. And then obviously at 2, that's the end of the road. So keep banging in the calls, having fun with you guys. BT on the fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.